In 2010, the economist John Kay published a book, Obliquity. The main premise of this book is based on the observation of Sir James Black, a pharmaceutical researcher. By doing the drug research, he became extremely successful, and he noticed that you are the most successful in something when you're trying to do something else. He called it the principle of obliquity. Building on this insight, John Kay, in his book Obliquity, demonstrates that pursuing directly the goals like profit or happiness is a fool's path. The happiest people have never pursued happiness directly, and the most profitable companies have never pursued profit directly. Both were the result of pursuing something else, something much more in what they had in their control. So in general, the concept suggests that if you want to tackle a complex problem, addressing it directly may not bring the desired results. In business, the case frequently cited in the context of obliquity is a Bain case. Bain had Bill Allen as a CEO who wanted the company to breathe aeronautics. When asked spontaneously, he had no idea what his company's ROI was, although the profits at that time were very, very great. Then Phil Condit became as their CEO and focused exclusively on profits very directly, including cost-cutting, shareholder value, but here generating eventually much lower value for shareholders than Bill Allen, who did not focus on the profit directly. In our Decoding Brands podcast, we try to apply these thought-provoking concepts to build brands more effectively. So how can obliquity help us build better brands? I think quite substantially. In building our brands, we want to position them competitively, offering a concrete benefit for some concrete price, and optimally this price should help us generate a handsome margin. That means consumers need to first believe our brand can actually deliver this benefit and then be ready to pay this extra price. Let's say our brand plays in an automotive category or climbing gear category. Our costs, of course, are high and we need a high price to cover these high costs and our margin. So here, the reliability is an equity we would like our brand to be associated with by our consumers if we ever expect them to buy our brand. Or our brand sits in insurance or banking. Then we need trustworthiness. Or our brand is a personal care product or a sunscreen product, then we need the care equity. All these equities, reliability, trustworthiness, or care, and many, many others, by the way, are very complex associations and are quite multidimensional and very difficult to build in a metaphorical 30-second video spot when we as a brand have limited or no legacy in the market. Trying to impose those equities and beliefs on our consumers directly may actually fire back, as these important equities of the brands are not told. They're experienced and learned over time, so not made aware by advertising. Trying to impose them, what we are to actually do is we lose credibility before we even build it. Imagine a new car brand starting their operation and stating explicitly in their first commercial ever, "Please, please trust us, we produce very reliable cars." Of course, we would not invite many consumers, would we? So obliquity may help here. Just like with the end goals of being happy or wealthy, following the advice of Sir James Black, we can do something else, which is also much simpler. We know that people are prone to a halo or ripple effect. Mr. Wells identified it and Mr. Thorndike evidenced it over 100 years ago. When we like something or we find something or someone attractive, we will automatically attribute positive associations to that object or a person. A person we like or we find attractive seems to us also more reliable, more trustworthy, and even smarter, which was evidenced in numerous studies on who wins elections and why. And we can do the same with our brands. If we want our brand to become more reliable, We always have to make sure that it will eventually become uncompromisingly reliable, of course. But a shortcut for our customers to build their belief that our brand is reliable can be to build likability first. And that is much easier via communications that make you feel good, accompanied by delightful surprises alongside the customer journey. Likability will likely be built quickly. Using, on top of that, aspirational footage to increase attractiveness of our brand also will not hurt. Here, a small study-based caveat. Thinking about feel-good communication to drive this likability, we default frequently to humor, which is of course proven to be a very effective tool in building likability, but we have to dose it properly. Many cases have been documented where humor stunted the brand itself and its credibility, especially when used in the area of the core message, instead of placing it somewhere in the background of the key message. So by building likability relatively quickly and easily, we can count on increased reliability and trustworthiness, which then lay a good foundation to zero in our marketing activations on our actual benefit, for instance, in our case, best endurance-driven climbing, comfort and safety products. All in all, the conclusion may be very simple. On our way to build reliable, trustworthy brands with our reliable products and care for our consumers and for our planet, we can use obliquity to achieve that somewhat faster and more effectively. Making our brand attractive and liked by consumers will for sure accelerate the buildup of consumers' beliefs associating our brand with our core benefits, which will of course then generate profit. And let's consider alternative way of generating this profit. That would be us focusing directly on the profit, and that would mean that we cut costs. So probably by cutting costs, we are cutting the exact reliability that we are seeking of our product, and then we try then to justify it with premium pricing. That may not work that effectively as the sequence we discussed today. Build likability, that leads to reliability, that leads to believing in the core benefit, leading finally to consumers' readiness to pay your premium price. See you in the next episode.